Hello, everyone. I'm sorry, but there will be no mini episode this week. I wanted to share something unusual that happened. About a week ago, I was questioned by two investigators inside our studio regarding the incident at the North Pole and the scientists of Svalbard. I've decided to play the audio as is because the investigators were not part of any police force or government agency. To be honest, I felt very uncomfortable and not entirely safe throughout the interview. There have also been a few persistent phone calls and emails asking for personal information on the people I've interviewed. I'm not sure if they're related, but it's been a weird week. I'm Barry Orson, and welcome to the Gaia Miracles. I'm sorry, who did you say you were?
Are you recording?
Yes, I feel like this is something I should record. Is that all right with you?
We'd prefer to speak privately with you. It's a sensitive matter.
I mean, it's just me here, and I prefer to have this on.
Fine, but you can't publish that recording.
And who are you?
I'm Detective Jane Dunn, and this is Detective John Nelson.
With what agency?
We work for a special task force with a private agency called Omega Security.
I've never heard of it.
We want to ask you a few questions about your visit to the North Pole.
Well, if you listen to my podcast, it's all on there.
I'm not really a fan of podcasts. Who arranged your trip to Norway?
This company and myself.
Who is your fixer in Norway?
My fixer?
Who arranged for you to cross over the ice wall to and into New Aelson?
Again, if you listen to the podcast. I guess the scientists working at the research lab. So I guess my fixer was the Norwegian government.
Fine. How long have you known Mrs. Heidi Kelvig?
We had just met when I arrived in Norway.
We would like to speak to her as well. Can you provide us with her contact information?
You haven't spoken to Heidi yet?
No, not yet.
Well, I can't give you that information.
Why is that?
Journalistic confidentiality.
You're not a real journalist.
You're not real cops.
Listen, Barry.
It's all right. We just want to know what you found up there.
A corpse. Frozen in the ice. He was wearing a gray uniform and he had a gun. That's all I know. I thought you were the people looking into this.
We are. We just want to hear your perspective.
Maybe you should be talking to Heidel Corp.
Why is that?
I'm pretty sure that uniform belongs to them.
You got any evidence to back this up? Photos, video?
No. Just the audio recording.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Why didn't you report it?
The lab was already doing it, and I didn't want to interfere. And I don't speak Swedish.
And yet, you came back and put out a podcast about it.
Look, I was there for the interview, and I published it after it was reported.
Smart.
What about your trip to Brazil? What did you find there?
I was just doing another interview.
Diogo Alvarez.
Yes.
He sure did have a lot to say, didn't he?
I'm sorry, what does Brazil have to do with the body in the North Pole?
Just trying to gather as much information as possible.
Well, I can't tell you anything about Diogo either.
Confidentiality, huh?
That's right.
Look, Barry, I'm not saying you're a suspect, but you and this Heidi found a body with no other witnesses. We just need to get the story straight.
Suspect? He was literally frozen in ice. It seems like you don't even have the basic facts straight. That body was there since the freeze, and like I said, he was wearing a Heidel uniform. That's your suspect. What were they doing up there?
Calm down. We're going to look into it.
We just have to eliminate all other leads.
Look, it's a very busy day today, if that's all you have. I have to get back to work. Please leave.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure making podcasts keeps you very busy. Come on, Nelson. Let's get lunch. I'm thinking Logan Square. Do you like that neighborhood, Barry?
Here it can be a bit rough. You should be careful. Lots of break-ins, lots of crazy people hurting each other. We'll be in touch soon.
Hey, was that a threat? Wait, hold on. Come back here. Hey, JD, call the cops. Hey, stop. Stop. Hey! Stop! Hey! Stop! What the fuck?
There is little to no information on Omega Security. I'm not sure if it even exists. These two detectives wouldn't tell me who hired them, and I'm not even sure what information they were looking for. The phone number on the card goes straight to a machine with no voicemail. I don't know who they are, and I don't know what they claim to know, and I don't like being ambushed in my own studio. I want to publicly state that Nice Guys Media is a private company. We do not give out any personal information about any of our employees, contributors, sources, or interviewees. Any and all questions regarding personal information will be ignored and deleted. If you wish to visit the studio or speak to any of our staff, you must make a formal request. If you do not have approval, you will not be permitted into the building. And due to this recent encounter, if you are not part of an official police force or government agency, you will not be permitted access without prior approval or a legal signed warrant. My producer and I debated about putting this recording out, but we just want to make it clear we will not tolerate this behavior, and to warn others of these people claiming to be detectives. Thank you for listening.